Title: Bass Note Glide Control for 90s Rave Flavor, Advanced. Alright, let's get into one of the most overlooked instant 90s tricks in drum and bass basslines, controlled glide. Not random slide everywhere portamento, I'm talking about intentional, rhythmic pitch movement that hits like a hook. The kind of bassline that talks. The big idea today is simple. Glide is not a vibe knob. Glide is a timing tool. Your ear doesn't really judge the slide itself as much as it judges where the pitch arrives, and whether that arrival supports the groove. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a tight two-bar rolling jungle-style bassline with two layers. A clean sub that stays solid and mono, and a ravey mid-layer that does the gliding and gives you that hardware-era attitude. Step 0. Set the stage so your glide decisions make sense. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM, and don't program bass in silence. Throw in a basic drum loop, either a breakbeat or a simple kick and snare pattern. If you like, add a groove from the groove pool, something MPC-ish, and keep the amount subtle, like 10 to 25%. Here's why. Glide timing is only meaningful against drums. You need to hear whether the pitch lands before the snare, after the snare, or smears across it. That's the difference between intentional and late and sloppy. Now step 1. Build a glide-ready bass instrument with stock Ableton tools. Create a new MIDI track and load Wavetable. We're using Wavetable because it gives consistent, predictable glide behavior, and it tracks cleanly. Start simple. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes. Set it to a sine wave. If you want a touch more harmonic information, you can use triangle, but sine is a great baseline. Turn oscillator 2 off for now. Unison off. Keep this mono and tight. Go to the filter. Choose LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere like 150 to 400 Hz. Don't stress the exact number yet. Add a little drive, like 2 to 5 dB, just enough to give the sound a spine. Now the critical part. In Wavetable, turn on mono, then turn on glide. Set the glide time to something like 60 to 120 milliseconds as a starting point. If you can choose a glide mode, pick time. Time mode tends to feel more musically consistent across different note intervals. What you've just built is basically a modern version of that old one-voice synth behavior. One note at a time, and when it moves, it slides like an instrument, not like a DAW trick. Step 2. Program MIDI so glide happens only when you want. In most synths, glide triggers on legato behavior, meaning notes overlap. No overlap, no glide. So your real power move is not more glide time. It's controlling overlaps. Create a two-bar MIDI clip. Pick a classic key like F minor or G minor. You want something that sits well under jungle drums. Write a rolling pattern. Think in terms of root note, a short hit, then a lead-in that slides into something like the fifth, and back to the root. Second bar, root again, maybe a slide down to the flat 7 for that darker jungle tension, then a quick fill that resolves. Now, to force glide on a specific transition, overlap the notes slightly. Start with an overlap of about 10 to 40 milliseconds. Here's a coach trick, don't eyeball it differently every time. Standardize your overlap values so your bassline has a vocabulary. Tight overlap, around 5 to 12 milliseconds, feels like a consonant, like a quick slur. Rave overlap, around 15 to 30 milliseconds, is the classic audible smear. Show off overlap, 35 to 60 milliseconds, is comic book swoop territory. Fun, but you use it like a special effect. And for notes where you do not want glide, do the opposite. Make sure there's a tiny gap. Even a tiny accidental overlap can trigger glide and make you wonder why your bass suddenly sounds seasick. So zoom in and inspect. This is one of those advanced producer habits. Also, don't just hit legato on the entire clip. That usually makes everything slide, and then you lose punch. Select only the transitions you want to smear, and either legato those, or manually overlap just those note pairs. Step 3. Dial the glide time so it matches the pocket. Now that you've told the synth when to glide, you're going to tell it how long the move should take. And this is where people either nail the 90s flavor or they accidentally make the bass feel late. Loop your two bars with the drums playing. Adjust glide time while listening for one thing. Does the destination pitch arrive in a satisfying spot relative to the drums? Some good starting targets. If you're going for tight rolling modern energy, like Neurowish Precision, aim 20 to 60 milliseconds. For classic jungle and 90s rave flavor, 60 to 160 milliseconds is the sweet zone. For big obvious swoops, 160 to 350 milliseconds. Use sparingly, because it can dominate the groove fast. Teacher note, if the glide feels late, shorten the glide time first, or reduce the interval size. Big intervals take longer to read clearly, even if the glide time is constant. And here's a DNB-specific tip. Try making slides answer the snare more than the kick. In a lot of jungle, it's snare speaks, bass replies. That can mean your slide lands just after the snare hit, like a response, rather than landing right on top of the snare and fighting it. Step 4. Split it into SUB and MID layers, because this is where the magic becomes mixable. Duplicate your wave-eatable track. Rename the first one SUB, clean. Rename the second one MID, glide rave. On the SUB track, keep it boring on purpose. Use a sine wave. Set mono on. Turn glide off, or keep it extremely low, like 0 to 30 milliseconds. Basically, no audible slide. Add EQ8 and low pass it so you're mainly keeping the body below roughly 120 to 180 Hz. Gentle slope is fine. You're just keeping the sub from leaking into the mid-range. Add utility and keep width at 0. Gain stage it so it's consistent and not clipping. The sub should feel like a foundation, not like a character actor. Now the MID track. This is your rave flavor layer. In wave-eatable, switch oscillator 1 to a saw or square-ish waveform. Keep it mono. Turn glide on. Push glide time higher than the sub, like 90 to 220 milliseconds so it's clearly audible. Filter LP24, but drive it more, maybe 3 to 8 dB. Now you're in that chewy territory. Add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. This gives the mid layer a confident edge and helps the slide read as intentional movement, not quiet pitch drift. Optional but powerful. Add auto filter with a small envelope amount so the mids have a little pluck or chew. Keep it subtle. Tiny attack, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Envelope amount maybe 5 to 15. You're not trying to make a bass pluck sound. You're just giving each note a tiny front edge so glides don't blur the rhythm. Then EQ8 on the MID. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz, sometimes even up to 200 plus if needed. The whole point is, the MID must not fight the sub. If you want a Reese-leaning vibe, you might high pass even higher, like 180 to 250 Hz, so all the wobble lives safely above the foundation. And if the MID is harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 5 Khz. Quick sound design extra. If you want the glide to be audible even at low volume, make a little glide audibility band. Add a gentle bell boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 2 Khz, like plus 1 to 3 dB, then saturate lightly after. That's the range where your ear tracks pitch movement really well. Step 5. Glide accents. This is where it becomes advanced and musical. Instead of one glide time for the whole clip, you're going to change glide time per moment. Open the MIDI clip on the MID track. Go to Clip Envelopes. Choose the wave-eatable device. Find glide time and draw automation. A great starting setup. Keep most of the phrase at about 90 to 110 milliseconds. Then pick one accent slide per bar, or every two bars, and push it to 180 to 260 milliseconds. Now your bass line has a narrative. Normal speech, then one exaggerated syllable that hooks you. Option B is pitch bend, which is classic rave performance energy. In the MIDI clip, open the pitch bend lane and draw short ramps into specific notes. Set your pitch bend range in wave-eatable to something musical, plus or minus 2 semitones for subtle moves, plus or minus 7 semitones for very rave, plus or minus 12 for huge old-school dives, usually only on the MID, not the sub. Pitch bend is amazing when you want a one-off bend without changing the legato rules of your whole phrase. It's like a guitarist doing a quick scoop on one note. Advanced variation. If you want a one-shot slur but you still want a gap in the rhythm, use the ghost note trick. Put a tiny ghost note just before the destination note. Overlap it into the destination by 10 to 20 milliseconds so glide triggers. Make the ghost very short and set its velocity super low. Result, you get the slide, but your main rhythm still has separation. Step 6. Make it sit in a DNB mix because glide is cool, but it still has to hit. Add a compressor on both SUB and MID. Enable sidechain from the kick, or from a kick plus snare bus if that's how your drums are routed. Start around 4 to 1 ratio, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Adjust release so the bass breathes with the groove rather than pumping randomly. Now, phase sanity check. This matters when layering. Put utility on the MID and quickly invert phase left and right while listening in mono. If the low end dramatically changes, your crossover is too low or the layers are clashing. Usually, the fix is simple. Move the MID high pass higher, and keep the sub clean and centered. Another coach note, Keep low-end timing stable by making your sub follow the important rhythm only. If your MID has grace notes and overlaps, duplicate the MIDI clip to the sub, then delete ornamental notes from the sub part. Quantize the sub a little more strictly than the mid. Sub equals grid, mid equals human. Step 7. Arrange glide like a motif, not a gimmick. Try a simple 32-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8, sub only, no glide, pure foundation. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the MID with short glide times, subtle energy lift. Bars 17 to 24, drop, add glide accents every 2 bars, longer slides into downbeats or just after snares. Bars 25 to 32, variation. Do one pitch bend dive at the end of bar 32, then a tiny moment of space, like cutting the MID for an eighth note. That negative space makes the next hit feel massive. And here's a super 90s move, call and response. Let the bass do a gliding phrase, then answer it with a short chord stab on the offbeats. Even a simple stab can instantly put the whole thing into rave DNA. Common mistakes to avoid quickly, because these will wreck the effect. Glide everywhere. It kills punch and makes the groove motion sick. Sub gliding. Keep sub stable. Let the mid do the talking. Glide not sync to rhythm. If the pitch arrives after the accent, it feels weak. Accidental overlaps. Zoom in and standardize your overlaps. MID stealing low end. High pass it enough to stay out of the sub's job. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. 15 minutes. Make a 2-bar rolling bass line in G minor. Predate sub with no glide and MID with glide on. Pick 3 transitions to overlap, with 10 to 30 milliseconds. Leave the rest with tiny gaps. Automate MID glide time. Default 100 milliseconds, accents 220 milliseconds once per bar. Then resample or bounce 8 bars and do 3 listening checks. In mono with utility width at 0, at quiet volume, with drums muted, then unmuted. You're listening for one thing. Does the glide still feel intentional when it's not loud and when the drums are present? If it feels late, tighten the overlap before you touch glide time. Overlap is the permission slip. Glide time is the travel speed. Quick pro tip to end on. Glide intervals that scream 90s instantly. Root to fifth, up 7 semitones is a heroic rave lift. Down 2 semitones is that chromatic jungle tension. This audio version is shortened for playback.